We're back from the break, and folks, although Tremere walked out of this match without any help or any medical assistance from our staff, he mumbled something about not being done and that he was tired of the day-to-day, pardon my French, bullshit here in WWA. I'm not really sure what it means, but I can say this to the new television champion. Tommy Rocket, you've worked your butt off since your arrival here in WWA. And for somebody like Tremere to taint your pinfall over him, you know, that's just not right.
But before we get into our next content, we have Candace Hoffman, our X-Zone roving reporter, who's in the back right now, and she's just gotten the word that Big Daddy Jack Craven, co-founder of the Black Knights, is arriving here at the Staples Center. So without further delay, take it away, Candace.
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. I'm your sexy, on-the-scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and I'm trying to get a word in with WWA Hall of Famer and co-founder of Black Knight, Big Daddy Jack Craven. Jack, it's me, Candace. Can I have a word with you?
Yeah, whatever. Can we get this over with?
5 minutes is all I need. Seems there's been a lot of speculation about the future of the Black Knight. What's your position on...
You really think I haven't been asked that fucking question a million times? I didn't answer them. What makes you think I'd answer you?
Sex appeal and the fact that I'm single?
Huh. That's good. I like that. You know what? You know what? You convinced me. I'll answer your happy ass little question. You know, where I stand with the Knights is on my own. If you want to ask where I stand with the Knights, you may as well answer it yourself, because your guess is as good as mine. I don't have a goddamn clue.
How can we be sure this isn't just another scheme?
Candace, would I lie? Besides, who's there to scheme? The only people we've been having trouble with is each other, for Christ's sake.
And what about you? Aside from the Knights, you seem to be having your own personal problem. Is there a particular reason you were not booked here tonight?
Look, I go where I'm paid to go. And I wrestle where I'm told to wrestle. I wasn't given a match. Talk to booking, because I don't have a fucking clue.
See, it's your breath. Seriously, rumors are that you're announcing your retirement tonight to become a referee.
Who told you that?
I just heard a rumor.
From who? Where did you hear that?
I...
Get this fucking mic out of my face. This interview's over.
Well, apparently there is more to this rumor than meets the eye. This is Candace Hoffman saying, remember, folks, if it's not a rumor, then it doesn't belong on my show. And if anyone has seen Damian Dredd, tell him Costumes R Us is still looking for his Rob Zombie costume. Back to you, promo.
Well, that certainly was an interesting interview, Candace. But whatever the case may be with Big Daddy Jack Craven, right now I hear Chris Watson's music queuing up, so let's go to the ring for this non-title matchup.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this non-title match schedules for one fall and will be held under anything goes rules. Entering the ring from Honolulu, Hawaii, he weighed in tonight at a trim 300 pounds. WWA fans, you know him as a Hawaiian shirt wearing freak of nature. This is Chris Ross.
With his bamboo cane, Ross climbs to the top turnbuckles, raising it above his head, and you can just sense the hunger in this young man's belly. Now, fans, I'm not sure what it is, you know, but you can't help but notice that Ross has this little brown pouch around his neck. You know, perhaps it's a Hawaiian tiki, I'm not really sure, but it's pretty fly for a white guy comes to a fade. Ross peers over the top rope and raising his bamboo cane over his head one more time. Yes, we see you, Ross. Oh, what an explosion. Look out, Bobby Brady. Chris Ross just might be looking to cook up a turn for the Miz Man.
And his opponent, he hails from the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and is the current and reigning
wrestle fans, welcome the Human Chick Magnet!
From the back, here comes Magnum Randall walking out from the curtain. And listen to the ladies scream. You would think the Beatles just arrived. As Randall makes his way to the ring, I can tell you this, folks. Magnum Randall's strengths are speed, quickness, toughness, and above all, his huge heart. No other cruiserweight has lasted this long, and no other cruiserweight has lasted as long as Magnum Randall has in WWA, especially with all of the massive men that Fati is hiring today. If he gets knocked off his horse, he climbs back on. If they make him bleed, he just gets stitched up and he comes back. But in the same breath, I tell you this, Magnum Randall's strengths are also his weaknesses. He trusts people way too quickly. He has no sign. He tends to, you know, get upset when people crack jokes about his stature. And that's something that affects his in-ring performance. Tonight, Magnum Randall cannot allow his temper to get the better of him, because if he does, he could be wiped out. Folks, the referee is called for the bell, and here we go! Collar tie in the center of the ring yields quick dividends for Chris Ross as he uses his massive frame to force the smaller Randall back into the corner. Breaking it up is the man in stripes, but Ross is quick to slam the champion on the bridge of the nose with a nasty elbow. Magnum Randall's eyes water, and Ross is quick to go to work with a pair of heavy-handed baba chops that practically rip Magnum's flesh from his chest. Again, aboard them. Randall fails from the ring, and I don't blame him. No, Ross has him by the tights. Moon River! Oh, good Lord, the women are trying to jump the guardrails, and security has their hands full. Coco butt to the head, knocks the champion into Never Never Land, and falling forward in Ric Flair-like fashion, Magnum Randall can't handle the size and strength of Chris Ross. Ross drags Magnum Randall into the center of the ring, and as Randall counts the lights, Ross bounces off the rope, into the air, and down with a crushing 747 splash. Magnum Randall has to be done. Stick a fork in him. 1, 2, 300 pounds of... Oh, wait a minute, folks. The referee is saying Magnum Randall kicked out, and this one is going to continue. Chris Ross is not the typical big man who gets tired as the match, you know, gets into its latter stages. This guy is in phenomenal shape, and if Randall thinks he's going to run out of gas, he's got another thing coming. Off the canvas and into the corner with a thud, Randall, and things just continue to go from bad to worse for the BACW Heavyweight Champion. Rumbling forward and twisting into the air, Ross smashes Randall into the top with a butt bump, and Randall is running out of gas fast. The move compresses the wind out of Magnum's lungs, and this one's almost over before it began. Money shot in the center of the ring, and here's the cover and the count. 1, 2, kick out by Randall, and Chris Ross just shakes his head in disbelief. How much can Magnum Randall take? Ross may be in control of this match, but if history tells me one thing, it's that if you let your guard down, that's when Magnum Randall will attack. Up into the second ropes goes Chris Ross, and looking down on Randall, the Hawaiian calls for a big-time splash. If he hits this, it's definitely over. Here he comes, and there she goes! The splash missed! Oh, he missed, and Magnum Randall is getting to his feet with the help of the
Magnum!
The face of Ross rocks the big man, keeping him off his feet, running towards the ropes and arching backwards. Magnum turns the tide, and here it goes. Oh, staggering up once again to the top rope. Magnum jumps high into the air. Drills Chris Ross with a flying elbow smash to the chin. And this one might be over. Can you believe the speed of Magnum Randall? 1, 2, kick out by Ross, and Magnum Randall wasn't even close to pinning the big guy. If Magnum Randall can keep Chris Ross off his feet, he just might have a chance. Remember, Magnum Randall has taken a beating, and only time will tell if he's going to be able to muster enough offense to topple this massive Hawaiian. No, Magnum Randall. No, don't do it. Pulling Ross off his feet. Randall, you're going away from your game plan. What are you doing? Irish whip into the ropes by Randall is reversed, and coming off the ropes, Ross sets up a big bear hug. No, that's pressed by Randall, and it's missing men. Punches and bunches are delivered with a closed fist, and since there's no rules, guess what? Who the hell cares? Snap leg drop across the throat of Chris Ross, and Magnum Randall is slowly but surely taking control over the bout. Shaking off the hurt, Magnum Randall is making a mistake once again by allowing Chris Ross to get to his feet and falling backwards into the corner. Ross is still struggling to get it. It seems the snap leg drop did more damage than I thought. Here comes Randall racing into the corner and leaping into the air. Ross is going for a ride. Curtis is... Oh, my God! Chris Ross countered the monkey flip by throwing Magnum Randall out of the ring and down onto the hard concrete floor like a rag doll. Can you believe it? Ross is following, and this can't be good. Placing Magnum Randall at a timekeeper's table. Chris, what are you doing? He's going under the ring. Oh, my God. No. He's got a ladder. He's got a ladder, and he's climbing it. He's climbing it. Rung by rung. Here he goes. He's perched high above. This is a 6'6", 300-pound man, 10 feet above Magnum Randall as he lay across the timekeeper's table. 10 feet down. Chris Ross makes a hang loose Hawaii symbol. And here he comes. Oh, my God. He fucking missed!
Magnum
Randall rolled out of harm's way! Holy shit! Chris Ross is getting up, and boy, does he look pissed. Spinning leg whip off the apron by the champion. Levels Chris Ross from the floor and rolling him back into the ring. The crowd is still up on their feet. Oh, wait a second. Tommy Rocket has appeared at ringside and up onto the top. The champion, he's going to deliver the deliverance. Frog splash on his opponent. Oh, my God. Wait a second. No, Randall, look over here. It's Rocket. It's Rocket. Magnum doesn't see him. Hey, that's not yours. Folks, Tommy Rocket just snapped Chris Ross's bamboo stick from my table, and he's getting up on the apron. Randall immediately jumps down from the turnbuckle, and he sees Rocket. Rocket swings the stick. Randall ducks. Rocket misses. Stunner on the top rope. Knocks Tommy Rocket back down onto the floor and turning around. Oh, my God! What was that? Jesus, that stuff stinks! Chris Ross just threw some type of red powder into Magnum Randall's eyes, and Randall is completely blinded. You know, I think that was Jamaican jerk powder. Oh, my God. Is that what that was? Was it Jamaican jerk powder? Wait, Magnum Randall. 1, 2, this one is already. Chris Ross has just pinned Magnum Randall with the help of that little weasel, Tommy Rocket.
For winner of the contest by pinfall, the Hawaiian shirt-wearing freak of nature, this is Chris Ross!
You know it's kind of hard to smell from that Jamaican jerk powder and take it in sick to my stomach. And as a medical need, quickly apply a coat wet rag, a Magnum Randall, swollen eyes. It's time for us to take this short break. What a jerk that Chris Ross! Can you believe that?